Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Thank you for your word that's working mightily in us, God, to bring the completion of everything that you have promised us, Father. Your word that has the final yes and amen to it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. No longer let it be in your mind that you can't when God says you can. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's get into the word this morning. I want to read you something, and we're going to take this and we're going to preach about it this morning. Amen. Amen. If your heart's ready to receive the word of the Lord. Amen. For this is the day of great rejoicing. Amen. For I'm God of your yesterday, God of your today, and God of your tomorrows. Why would you not rejoice? For I have given unto you all things that pertain to life and godliness. You have what you need in your hands. Use what's in your hands. As you go, I will increase the spirit of might upon you that you can go and recover all. So think you lack not anything. For surely I have given you everything you need to overcome in this life. Use what I have given you. Take that small thing in your hand and begin to use it. As you use it, I will multiply it, and it will increase for my glory. And yes, people around you will look and say, how can they do what they do? And you can use that as a testimony to say, our God is great. Our God is awesome. Our God is what all people should bow and give praise to. For surely by his hand we have come and we overcome. Surely by this we can conquer all things. Today I want to talk to you about rejoicing and not quitting. Amen. So today's Sunday and we don't quit on Sunday. I don't know about tomorrow. I'm not going to quit tomorrow. Tomorrow will be sufficient to take care of what needs to be taken care of. But today I'm not quitting. Can I get amen in the house? But in order not to give up and in order not to quit, you have to take on the attitude of the decision not to quit. Proverbs 24:16 tells us, for a righteous man falls 7 times and rises up again. A person who does not quit is one who will get up when he falls. Galatians 6:9 tells us, let us not grow weary. Let us not grow discouraged. Let us not get disappointed or discouraged in doing good. For at the proper time, we will reap if we do not give in. In other words, we will reap if we do not quit. So if you want to be blessed, don't quit. If you want to overcome, don't quit. If you want to win, don't quit. If you grow weary, don't quit. If you get discouraged, don't quit. Make that decision in your heart every morning. I'm not quitting today. I am not quitting today. One of the most quoted speeches was given by Winston Churchill. He got up and he began to say, we never give up, never give up, never, never. In nothing great or small, large or petty, never give except to convictions of honor and good sense. Never yield to force. Never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy. Amen. Never, never give up. Proverbs 24 says, no weapon, no weapon, no weapon that is formed against you will succeed. Some translation says prosper. That word prosper means to succeed. Whatever the weapon the enemy has formed against you will not be successful in his attempt to cause you to quit. That will cause you to give up. No weapon. Amen. No weapon. Glory to God. So if we're going to take the attitude and have the decision every day that I am not quitting, no matter how many times I get knocked down, we're going to have to learn how to rejoice as sons and daughters of God. Because rejoice in the good days and rejoice in the bad days. This is a great day to rejoice. This is a great day to rejoice. Rejoice means full of joy. And first, because this is the day the Lord has made. It's enough in a reason to rejoice in itself. Amen? Because I'm still here in spite of. If you have got breath in your body, there is still hope. And you have the opportunity to get back up. Paul tells us in Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, Paul says, rejoice. Rejoice means to have joy. It means to be full of joy. And Paul writes these words while he was in prison. He is surrounded by every conceivable opportunity and reason not to rejoice and not to have joy. Yet he could still rejoice right back to the Philippian church to do the same. Don't give up. Rejoice. And again I say rejoice. Why and how could Paul still have joy, still be able to rejoice to do the same? Why could he do this even though he's in prison? Because Paul had a relationship with the God of yesterday, the God of today, and the God of tomorrow. He was able to say that. So I say to you today, if you have lost your joy and find it hard to rejoice, let me remind you something that God wants you to know. And he says to you today, I am the God of your yesterday, the God of your today, and I'll be the God of your tomorrow. I am signifies the source of all that you need. I am. Within that name is the source of everything you need. So when life throws you a curveball and you find yourself maybe not in a literal prison with bars and the door shut behind you, but a prison of doubt and a prison of discouragement and a prison of hopelessness, a prison of weary, you can look those things in the eye today, church, and say, I am lives in me, and he is greater. He is greater than the depression and oppression and that spirit that wants you to give in and quit. But I have today, I'm going to choose to rejoice in this day that I have, because it's the day that God has given me, and that's a gift. That is a gift. Today has been as a gift given to you, because I don't quit today, devil. I don't quit today. So we do not have to quit today. Why do we rejoice in the day God has given us? Why do we not quit today? Why we choose to rejoice in the day God has given us? He goes on to tell us, because I had another reason not to quit and to rejoice, is because he says, I have given you everything that pertains to life and godliness. You have what you need in your hands. So many people are searching for their calling and for their purpose. And he's saying it's right there in your hands. And we tend to want the bigger picture of it. But he said, just do what you sent in your spirit to do. It's the little things, the small things, that add up to big things. And he says, as you go, I will increase the spirit of might. And we'll talk about that in a few minutes. So think not that you lack anything. For surely I have given you everything you need to overcome in this life. 2 Peter 1:3 tells us his divine power, his divine power has given to us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. That's why we continue to tell you to develop a relationship with Jesus. Because until you develop a relationship with someone and begin to talk to them and they talk to you, you know little about them. As a son and daughter of God, you are not missing anything to overcome, to live a life that God has called you to live in this earth now. Because God's divine power has given you everything you need for a life in godliness. And it's like salvation. All of this was ours when we come to know through God in Christ. And we keep stressing this to you over and over again. All you have is what's in you. And then sometime during the week, like Miriam said, I go back and I remember what was said. Yes, I can overcome. I'll stay focused. I'll rejoice today. I'm not going to quit today. They told me not to quit at church on Sunday, and I'm not going to quit. Amen? God has called us by His own glory and goodness, meaning moral excellence. That's what that is. And Jesus has already set the standard for this. He's already set the standard for what is good and glory and then, glorious. And then He calls us to follow that standard and equips us to make the journey. And that's what's so awesome about it. It's not within our own power. We just accept that which He's already done and then operate from that which is already in us. So we have a choice, though, to whether we use those spiritual tools that's been given us, because He already told us you have in your hands everything that you need. Use what's in your hand. God will start with whatever He's placed in your hands when it seems as nothing to us. Because what seems small to us is not to God. Exodus 4:2 reminds us of a man named Moses out in the desert feeling sorry for himself and not thinking that he had anything and that he was equipped to do what God had called him to do. And sometimes we have to get to that desert place for God to begin to speak to us. He was not in a rejoicing attitude. His attitude, I think I'm quit. I think I'm going to quit. I think I'm going to give up. But he was asked by God one question. And the question God asked him, Moses, what's in your hand? See, some of those things that sometimes we're familiar with, we think that God's not going to use it. But I find out that God will come down on your level and say, you know, that thing that you like to do, that thing that gives you joy in doing, I'm going to take that and I'm going to win a multitude of souls through it. So Moses is a shepherd. So Moses, first of all, Moses responded to God after he said, what's in your hand, Moses? And he said, well, it's just a rod or a staff. That was something Moses was familiar with because he was a shepherd. He took it everywhere he went. So he was a shepherd. He was familiar with that. Use what I've given you, Moses. And then God tells Moses to do something. He said, throw it on the ground. And once you begin to release that which God has placed in your hands, no matter how small you think it is, the staff turns into a snake. Moses picks it back up and it turns back into a staff. Use what's in your hand. Give it back to God. Release it, then give it back to God and say, yes. As small as it may be, it may just be a rod or a staff, God can use it mightily. So how was something so simple as a staff going to make what God was calling him to do? But then we go on to read the story, it brought great deliverance. That small staff brought great deliverance. Common thing becomes mighty when God anoints it. So I believe God was saying, today is not the day for you to quit, Moses. Because today's the day of rejoicing. You're going to take what's in your hand that you're so familiar with and begin to use it for my glory. So offering to God what He has placed in your hands. Release what you hold. And as you use it, God says, I will multiply it so it can bring glory to me. And that's what it's all about. Amen. Samson had a donkey. Jawbone to slay 1,000 men. Ruth had grain cleaned from the field. David had a sling and stones to defeat Goliath. The unnamed boy only had 5 loaves and 2 fishes. The woman had an alabaster jar filled with oil to anoint Jesus. And we all have something in our hands to give to God. And as we release what is in our hands, He releases what's in His. So the reason we don't quit today, the reason this is a great day to rejoice, making that decision that I'm not quitting today and I'm taking on that attitude of rejoicing, Paul tells us in Philippians 3:1, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. In other words, be full of the joy of the Lord. to write the same things to you, to me indeed it's not grievous. It's not a trouble to write these things to you, even though I'm in a literal prison. But for you, it is safe. And I really got to thinking about that word, what he meant by that. Finally, my brethren, another translation says, finally, my brethren, my fellow believers, continue to rejoice and delight in the Lord. To write the same thing again is no trouble for me. It is a safeguard for you. So let's talk a minute about rejoicing in the Lord. Rejoicing has been a safeguard, as being a safe thing for you to do. So it is safe. It is a safeguard, the things Paul was telling them at the church, at the church of Philippi, the Philippi people, the Philippians. He said, it is a safeguard for you to rejoice. It is a safe thing for you to do. Safe means to keep safe. It means to save. It means sound. It means rescue from danger or destruction. The joy of the Lord, rejoicing, is the safeguard that keeps us in the presence of the Lord. And the Bible says that in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. So when we take on that attitude today that I'm not going to quit, that I'm going to choose to rejoice no matter what, today is the day I'm going to rejoice, it begins to create an atmosphere of expectancy around us. And when we are in that atmosphere of expectancy, it's a safe place to be. It's like holding an umbrella up over our head when we choose to rejoice, even on the bad days. That's a safe place to be when you're rejoicing. Amen? Why do you think the enemy wants to steal your joy? Why does he want you to quit, to cause you to quit rejoicing? So the atmosphere around you becomes negative, and that's not a safe place to be. The Bible tells us in Nehemiah, don't be wearied, for the joy of the Lord is your strength and your stronghold. If you want to stay in a safe place where you are safeguarded, stay in the presence of the Lord by having an attitude of rejoicing. As you go, the Lord says, I will increase the spirit of might upon you that you can go and receive all. So when we begin to make that choice, I'm not quitting today. Today is a great day to rejoice. God's given me everything that I need to live life, an overcomer. He's placed within my hands everything that I need. And he says, just use what you have, as small as and insignificant that it may be. And he said, as I begin to go and do that and release it to him so that he can anoint it, so that it will increase to bless others, to bring glory to him, he says, as you begin to do that, the spirit of might will come upon you, and those things that you are believing for, he said, you're going to go and recover all. And I kept hearing this morning, 2018 is a year that we're going to recover all. Amen. You need to make room, church. You need to enlarge the borders of your tent. You're going to have some room to put God's blessings. Amen. So why do you think the enemy wants to steal your joy? Is as you go, I will increase the spirit of might upon you that you can go and receive all. Isaiah 11 says, the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom, understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. It talks in this particular passage of Scripture about the seven spirits of God that are in Jesus. Well, now that you are saved and born again and you are a son and daughter of God, you have the spirit of might and counsel in you. Because Jesus is in you, amen? Each of these spirits of God is in your recreated human spirit. That means everything you have already within you. Amen? You don't have to try to go out and pull in more. But when you get into the Word, it begins to stir up what is already in there. That spirit of might means force. It means mighty act, power, or strength. The spirit of counsel and might, which means that God will give you his counsel on any situation. That's why the enemy wants to steal your joy. And that's why he wants to keep your mouth shut when you want to rejoice and give God praise. Because in his presence and in that atmosphere of rejoicing and being full of the joy of the Lord, you begin to hear the wisdom of God as he speaks to you. This is what you need to do concerning a particular situation that you've been praying about. And it's so important for you to hear the voice of God. But when you take yourself out from under that umbrella and you say, I'm not going to rejoice. I don't know if God's word's working or not. All of this is happening. That's not rejoicing. We rejoice on the good days and we rejoice in the bad days. We're not quitting today. It's Sunday, so we don't quit on Sunday. Amen? So you go out of here and say, I'm not quitting today, Sunday. My blessing could be just waiting right outside that door. It could be laying on your front porch when you get home. Amen. It could be in your mailbox tomorrow when you get home. You could just get that one phone call. So that's why we need to stay under that umbrella, that atmosphere that creates that atmosphere, that umbrella of rejoicing, because it is a safe place in the presence of the Lord. It's fullness of joy. So once you have that counsel, you have the sure word from God on that situation. And then you just begin to do what you heard. So if the enemy pushes you back, your mind and your emotions, and it will be fortified by the spirit of might, that I'm not going to waver. I'm standing fast. Amen. In the atmosphere of rejoicing, you will begin to discern what to do. And then, the church, the world is looking for Christians that are steadfast and sure, that keeps their same testimony in the good days and the bad days. That's how the glory of God is going to be revealed in the earth, because we don't act and talk like those that are not saved. They need to see a people that are determined, steadfast, and sure, that has the same testimony in spite of anything else that's going on. And we live in a fallen world. We are going to get those bad reports and those things that come against us. But I'm here to tell you this morning, if you will stay under that umbrella of safety, which is rejoicing in the Lord, and taking on that attitude every day that I'm not going to quit, because the day is the day the Lord has made, and I choose, I make that choice to be glad and to rejoice in it. Amen. Let's stand to your feet. Thank you, Father. Lord, I just thank you for your word. If you have pain in your body this morning, just raise your hand, and whoever's around you, I just want you to reach out. Whatever's causing that pain in your body, we take authority over it right now in the name of Jesus. By his stripes, you are healed. I decree and declare that your day of depression is over with. Those things that have been oppressing you, binding you to keep your mouth shut, we take authority over that spirit in the name of Jesus. We release you by the power of God to be and to do all that God has called you to be and to do in this season. God says to get ready, because the spirit of might is coming up on you as a church. It's coming up on this, oh my goodness, that today has been appointed divinely by God for you to be here. You may say, well, I'm supposed to be here because it's where I belong. That's true, but there could have been many things that have happened that could have kept you at home today. But you made the choice to get up and to come to the house of the Lord. God says that today is an appointed day for those that have entered into those doors. And he said the spirit of might is coming upon you in a mighty way. Those things that you've spoken in the past that have been a long time coming, God says that you're entering into a season where those things are going to come, and they're going to come quickly. He said, I am releasing the floodgates of the heavens in this season to pour out a blessing upon you that you're not going to be able to contain, that you're going to have to begin to give those things away. He says, begin to receive the word this morning, that this is a season of release upon you and your household. This is a season of release upon you and your children for those generational things. Those generational curses that have wanted to bind you and hold you down and to hold your children back. He says to remind you that he took care of it at the cross. Those generational curses are broken. broken off of your family, those generational curses of abuse, of neglect, of torment, of suicidal thoughts, those things have been broken at Calvary. He says to rise up as his sons and daughters of God and begin to decree and declare, this is my season of release. This is my season that I'm going to recover all. And even in this next season, says God, you're going to walk a step lighter because my hand is upon you as a church, upon you as a people to go and to do exploits in my name. So he said, stand up and be counted as one. Be counted as one even with my son, says God. And I will cause you to begin to speak. And as you begin to speak, things will begin to happen because you have heard my word this morning that rejoicing is even like an umbrella over you, and because you have chosen to say, I'm going to rejoice in spite of everything or anything that comes against me, because you have taken on that attitude of that rejoicing spirit, says God, I am going to cause the rain of my heaven to begin to fall around upon you, and you're going to go into a place that you've never been before. For this house is a house of healing. This house is a house of deliverance. This house is a house where many people will come and say that I can find help there because of the word that has been preached. So he said, this is the time that I am releasing this place to go forth and to be all that I have called it to be. That he says to remind you, church, that you have not been lost in things that have happened in the last few years. People have wanted to count you out and count you down, but God says, I have not counted you out, and I'm not counting you down, because you are people that's going to rise up, and you're going to begin to decree and declare, this is what the Lord has to say about this place, and I choose to be here because this is where God says I'm supposed to be. And even I hear the Lord said, even in this next year, it's a year to recover all, because I have heard the cries of my people, I have heard the inner groanings of my people, I have seen the tears that you have said, when God, when? He said, this is the season to recover all. And even in the next year, you're going to recover some things that the enemy has come and stolen from you. There is much joy coming to you and your household, says the Spirit of Grace. So he says, begin to reach out and begin to take a hold of that. And he says, from now until the first of this year, begin to encourage yourself in the Lord in a mighty way. He says to begin to encourage yourself. Put yourself in remembrance of the prophetic words you've been given. Put yourself in remembrance of my divine words, says God, that has already been spoken. Do that as an encouragement to yourself. And as you begin to encourage yourself, I'm going to give you wisdom. I'm going to give you direction, even for your family, says God. For some of you have been struggling and says, Lord, what direction is my family going in? What do I need to do as a family? God says, as you stay under that umbrella of rejoicing, I'm going to create an atmosphere around you that you will begin to know what to do. You will begin to know what to do. You will begin to know the plan of action, because I'm going to lay it out before you. Because after all, family's on my heart, says God. Family is on my heart. That's how it all started, said God. And oh my goodness, he said, I'm bringing the families back together again. I'm reconciling sons and daughters unto their parents. Those that have been wayward, God said, they're coming home. And he said, for you to dry your tears, hang up the hanky, and begin to look. They're running back home, says the Lord. I shut up on Omalatikaseya. And even as I'm setting some things in America in order, God, even as I'm setting some things in order in this nation, says God, I want you to know that I have not forgotten this nation, that I have not forgotten the people of this country, says God. I'm putting some order in your lives. I'm bringing some order in the church, says the Lord. And because of that, people are going to look upon the church and they're going to see my glory. And they're going to see my spirit of might upon my people. So don't count yourself out. Don't count yourself as lacking any good thing. For I am going to cause a visitation to come unto you. And I hear God said, even in this county and surrounding counties, I hear the word, there's a revival going to break out. And God says, a revival is coming to my people. It should revive them from the dead works that they thought they had to do to keep what I have given.
already given them. The eyes are being opened. Spiritual eyes are being opened to discern the truth. So he says, grab a hold of the message of grace. Begin to say, Lord, continue to give me a revelation of what your word has decreed and declared about grace. And as I begin to receive that, I will begin to know more and more of who I am and what you've called me to. Hallelujah. Oh, that is a kumba basahaya talito kumba tataya. Oh, that titanana. There are barriers being broken down. Barriers being broken down in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The enemy says, why don't you go there? Why don't you be offended? They've done this to you and they've done that to you. God says, don't you take on the spirit of offense. Don't take on the spirit of offense, but forgive those that do you wrong. Forgive those that talk about you. Forgive those that want to say this, that, or the other. Forgive them. Walk in the spirit of humility. Walk in the spirit of humility, says God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Konda la dia tanda la 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 da baba sataye kia shoko ho sataya. Oh, Latina, this is a great day of rejoicing, church. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, after people out there in the world quit doing, get tired of doing their crazy stuff, get tired of doing this, that, or the other. They need a place to come to. They need somewhere to go to be healed and to be delivered. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, nananiya da da kumba baba hasa da diya da da kumba baba hasaya. Shoroti la tu kunda da diya da da kumba baba hasaya. Don't grow weary in well doing. Don't be troubled in well doing. This is a season you're going to reap. Hallelujah. This is a season you're going to reap. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the day of great rejoicing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Something is breaking. Something is breaking. Something is breaking. I need me 7 people to begin to march around this place. I need 7 people. 7 people to begin to march around this place. No, come on, church. Come on, church, 7 people, hallelujah. Walls are being broken down. Attitudes are being changed today. There's something taking place in the heavenlies today, church. The atmosphere, hallelujah, of lethargy has been challenged today, hallelujah. The spirit of complacency has been challenged today. There are great day to rejoice, hallelujah. Oh, la da da baba sunda da da liya tunda la da liya da kumba baba haya. Hallelujah, the walls are coming down. The walls are coming down, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Kuda la da liya da 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 mama sataya. Shuru diya da da liya da da mama sana haya. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. A great day to rejoice. Oh, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon you to go forth. Hallelujah. Minister the good news of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Just reach forth your hands right now. Thank you, Father. Refill us, Lord, with the Holy Ghost. And the fire, oh, out of our belly shall flow forth rivers of living waters. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My goodness, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. Lord, we love you and we praise your holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You receive that word today. You receive that word today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord changes things. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Holy Ghost. Thank you for your awesome spirit that's in this place. Thank you, Father, that we keep that umbrella of rejoicing over us this week. And when we're tempted to quit, we can look at that thing and say, no, no, devil, we're not quitting today. Hallelujah. We're not quitting today. We're not quitting today. We're going to rejoice today because it's a great day. Because I know who I am in Jesus. I know what His Word has already declared. And I'm not quitting today. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to God. Glory, glory to God. Amen. Thank you for your visitation today, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I just speak favor over you, people of God. I speak that you are blessed to be a blessing, that you go forth from this place and everything that you touch your hands to prospers. And everywhere you go, the atmosphere is changed because the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. Hallelujah, that God opens doors of opportunity for you to be a blessing and that your cup runneth over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that you prosper in everything that you do. Thank you, Father, for your word. Well, glory. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Showers of blessing. Amen. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Be blessed today, church. Receive that word. Remember that word. Recover all. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, thank you, Jesus. Well, I'm just going to, somebody's wanting to leave, and the anointing is all over me. So if you want me to just lay my hands on you and to impart unto you a spirit of joy or whatever it is you may be believing for, I just want to release that to you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Ha ha. Glory, glory. presence is fullness of joy. Begin to hear what the Father is speaking to you right now. Begin to hear what He's saying to you right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh my goodness. There's been such an awesome shift today, church. Hallelujah. Oh my goodness, my goodness. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you,